everything's running smoothly.
Yo, 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 what is going on? My name is Hart, so Pete across the line. Say hi, Pete, because this is KC Morning Show, not just any other KC Morning Show. It's your Friday edition of the KC Morning Show. Pete, say it with me. Can I get a yippee fry? Yay!
Good morning, Hart. So it's a good day to be in Kansas City.
There we go. There he is.
It's Friday here, as you mentioned. That's a good point by you. And that means it is a show presented by our good friends at Charlie Hustle. So kudos to them. We'll be chatting about their shirts in just a second or two here. But first, I mean, we're going into the weekend. I know you're going to want your real feel, aren't you?
Oh, Pete. Oh, I've been looking forward to this weekend edition of the real feel. Break me off, Pete.
It's one of those real fails where you're going to want to make sure that your face doesn't burn off. Oh. And that's going to be the key. Right now you're waking up, it's 82. It feels like 86. By 3 p.m., it'll be 92, and it'll feel like 97. And carry the 2, the 1 there. That's 3 shy of 100 degrees.
Woo-wee!
And 1 ready? Shy.
You ready for that?
Of 98 Degrees, that popular band from the 90s.
Oh, okay.
The boy band, Nick Lachey.
Time that was, too. That was just when Nick Lachey, when Jessica Simpson ran the world.
Newlyweds.
Oh, man. Oh, my God. I haven't said that show in forever. I haven't said that name in a minute.
MTV's Newlyweds before Real World and after Road Rules, you got a little batch of Newlyweds.
They're bringing it back. You see they're bringing that back on the schedule?
Newlyweds?
MTV. No, MTV's doing Real World again. They're doing like a Real World Road Rules Challenge. There you go. Say that 10 times fast.
You'd be perfect for Real World. You should.
I have applied.
Submit an application. They'd be like, man, like Hartzell, he's just so messy. And you know what? He just, like, doesn't act his age. Is he, like, just out of college, or is he a grown man?
You sound like every ex-girlfriend I've ever had, Pete. We appreciate it. You must be in charge of casting.
I should be in charge of casting. I would do a fantastic job. Sometimes I'll watch these shows like The Bachelor, The Bachelorette, BIP, which is my favorite, Bachelor in Paradise, and I know for a fact that I would be such a good producer. I would... ask the questions, you know, say we get Dave in front of the camera. So Dave, tell me about Marie, right? And he goes, yeah, but you know what I heard is Delilah doesn't like Marie. Boom. Quote machine. Boom. Just serving them up like breakfast at a diner. Uh-huh. Someone says, I like an extra hash brown. Well, what's behind my back right here? I already have a hash brown for you.
I just love the Delilah reference. I was hoping you'd do a Hey There Delilah drop, but that's okay. That's all right. What's going on, Pete? How you doing, brother? Happy Friday, my friend. How was your Wednesday night? How was your Thursday? And now here we are Friday morning. Fill me in, buddy.
Yeah, living life. I've been trying to run through these real feels of 95. That hasn't been going well, but running nonetheless. If you see me face down on the pavement or around the plaza area, just scrape me off if you could do me that solid. But things have been going good. Living life, enjoying it. I see that the bigger news is coming on the other side of this microphone today, where you've shared with the world that you are moving down to the West Bottoms, or you have moved, right?
Well, I got the key. I'm probably not going to be moving for a few weeks because it's a big space, man. So it's going to be one of those bring your stuff as you go kind of thing every few days.
Yes.
Bring a handful of stuff. Because I'm not moving. I moisturize for a living. I'm not moving. So I'm hiring the movers. Also, KC Morning Hose, this is me, not too proud to beg. If any of you want to help and assist, you got a truck or just rugged individualism. You want to, help me and lift weights, and I can maybe provide booze and music and a good time and structure, because I'll be giving you directions on where to go.
You mentioned the KC Morning Shows. I have a note on them after this, but before that, I want to stick with this for a second.
Okay.
I'm so happy for you. I think getting out of mom's house is a fantastic start.
Yeah, I just had to drop that one in.
I think I think it's awesome that you posted your new address and your license plate on the internet.
Stop it. Okay.
And I was just wondering if you want to say your social security number on today's show.
You know what?
Or your routing number. A routing number would be nice.
I'm about to cuss at you, and I don't want to bleep it out today. I'm about to cuss at you if you keep this going. I made a mistake. All right. I was rushing.
Mother's maiden name? What's Muriel's maiden name?
And now that you told the rest of the world, I gotta pull the post now. Like, I thought I could maybe slide by and no one realized it, but no, Pete's gotta announce it to the world on the Friday show, the one show people actually kind of listen to.
It's not about just right now when you're not causing rifts. It's about when you get on the Church of Laszlo and my guy Laz, like me in the future on The Bachelor, serving you up to say something wild. And then you say something wild and you have a Kansas City weirdo. I don't think there's a lot of them, but there's some of them, right? Where will they look? They'll look on Instagram and see, where can I find the green door? Let me just go down to the West Bottoms. Knock, knock, knock.
It's a teal, by the way.
Knock, knock, knock.
No, no nudge nudges and no knock, knock, knocks. You shut up,
Pete. I have a question for you. Uh-huh. How many teal doors and bright yellow cars
shut up
mixtures do you think there are in the city? I'm just
Stop
curious.
Stop giving it away, man. I mean, I can't make it more obvious, right? And the place I'm living is next to a bar. I've had that experience when I've had people break into my car before. We've had people meet us in the parking lot. So you're right. I messed up. From here on out, Pete, no more hot takes from me. It's going to be mayonnaise radio. It's going to be by the books.
Just keep it so that you can never upset anyone. I'm sure you'll do a fine job at that.
Well, you know, people love me, so I've been told in my dreams.
Okay, now I want to get to my other point.
As you say that, listen, I'll be fine. I have my Charlie Hustle shirt says, home is where the heart land is, right? Home is where, what's that say? I can't read it backwards. What's it say? I'm looking down at it.
It says, let me read it, that my address is on Instagram.
That's not what it says. Home is where the heartland is. All right, people love me. Home is where the heart soul is. Am I right?
I have another point on the Casey Morning Host before we get
didn't
we
like
move
that
on.
One. Okay, moving on from that joke. Okay, I gotcha. Happy Friday, Pete. I gotcha. Uh-huh.
Before we move on, I find, and I hope I'm not coming off here as bragging in any sort, because I think we have a long way to go. But recently we've had more and more folks telling us how they like the show, whether it be messages or texts. I think, dare I say, we have a little cult following of the KC Morning Show. I mean, we see the numbers. They're pretty good. We just tweeted out the other day, we have 20,000 downloads. Wish it could be more, but you know what? Those that are listening, those of you that are out there, wow. I mean, the feedback has been great. And
20,000 ain't bad. Don't step on that lead, man.
If there's one, when you're part of a podcast network, that's pumping out a million.
Oh, my God. You work for the Chiefs. How hard is it? Sports is easy,
I don't work
man.
For the Chiefs. I left.
You cover them. Oh, I excuse left. The hell out
I
of
jumped,
me. This guy.
I jumped
from
away.
One major brand to the next major brand. Look, all right, cool.
Look, I cover the NFL. It's nice. People like the NFL. Let's hope they play it this fall. But anyway. But we're getting away from the point here.
That's true.
The point is the people that have reached out, I really like the show, and I think we're gaining some momentum, and I think that we hopefully will continue to grow and continue to go on this KC Morning Show. The one thing we'll ask as we approach, looks like month. Let me do some quick math here. Month eight of this show, really? Is if you want to tell a friend, that would be nice. Nothing like word of mouth marketing.
I hear it's the best, even still today. Well, hold on. Yeah. I hate shout out radio. It's just, I think it's just the lowest of the totem pole, but will you tell us we're pretty? I will say your name. So, I mean, we had our boy, Jackson. He's with the Democratic Socialist. He's a fan. He hit me up and said he loves
brother of Patrick Mahomes. Yeah.
There we go. I think they got a rally today. They're doing, and then my boy Rhett, R-H-E-T-T. He's a fan of both the KC Morning Show and the place that kind of sort of employs me, 96 by the Buzz. So thank you, KC Morning Hose. We love you. We appreciate you. You did this. We don't know what we're doing.
Two Buzz shout outs this morning. Everyone gets two free.
I got a rent payment I got to make. Mod in charge. This is a new change of pace for me.
Maybe what you do is you go and walk up to the Buzz and you say, look, guys, I'm only coming back if you bring Big Swain.
Pete, if there's one thing I've learned about you, even just the last couple of weeks, man.
Sure.
You find a way in. Like, yeah. I thought that was more of a me route. I kind of snaked my way into the holes, but you, my friend.
You have to.
It's always looking out for Big Swain. It's always number one for you.
There's no doubt about it. You got to look out for number one. And then maybe you look out for two, three, four, and the rest. But
I'm going to pull back the curtain. I'm going to pull back this curtain real quick. I'm over here sending Pete info about a job I'm looking into. I'm feeling pretty good about it. It might put me in front of a camera instead of behind a microphone. And guess what? The first thing Pete says, y'all, the first thing. Oh, wow. So, man, wonder how I can get in on this. You maybe want to mention us? You want to mention me?
I think the product that we offer is already built. If it moves to the thing that you got going on, it'll be, you want, if you are ready, if you feel like in this potential thing we're not going to talk about specifically, if you feel like you are ready to dive in and can produce the same thing that we got going on here, then fine. Do it without me. All I'm saying is we're ready. We're ripe. We're like that banana that's starting to get a few brown spots. Not too many, but we're ready to go. Sweet enough. I just think we're ready for a bigger platform. Now, do I think you could do it alone? Sure. Would it be as good as having the Big Swain next to you, side by side, comrade, mano y mano? No way. No way. I'm here for you, man.
Why don't you know what, Pete? If you're here for me, you're here for this show, why don't you take me to the news, big guy? Why don't you take me to the news and I'll consider bringing you in on this deal?
How about Friday, June 6th. Let's do the news.
In other news, this city needs its news.
News team, assemble!
Let me get that grunt going. It's a Friday, this your KC Morning Show. Now, on this Friday edition of your KC Morning Show, you know that my brother across the phone line, that's Peter F. Swain. The F stands for freestyle on a Friday because he freestyles. Your news intro, Pete, are you ready? I stalled. I vamped for you, if you call that in the business. Are you ready?
I guess so.
Oh, my God. I'm not feeling confident about this, but I'm going to count you in. Are you ready? Here we go. 5, 6, 7, 8, go, Pete!
It's Friday. COVID is back like it's never left. Where are my weekends, virus? Grand auto theft. And there's Fauch running his mouth as I watch from the couch. The only thing I'm wondering is how can I get out of this kangaroo pouch? Get out of my house, away from the mouse. Take off your blouse.
Oh, wow!
What?
Oh, my God!
What?
That legitimately, my friend, had legs.
Yep. Yeah, especially the kangaroo part of it.
I grew up the entire time. Your finest work. I wish I was trying to find a way to S on that, man. I got nothing. I got absolutely nothing. Look at you, ooh, rock and roll. Ooh, ooh, ooh. So you have, hold on, so you're doing wolf voices and you got the rock fingers up. You got the devil
horn. Doesn't matter to me. When you're throwing out fire beats, you can mix whatever you want.
Hey, you know what? I'm not going to say a damn thing. You've earned it. You have earned the right to flex a little bit because that was an excellent job. So I guess we'll just do this now. Seriously, wear your mask.
The COVID-19 numbers are climbing. Kansas City reported more than 800 new coronavirus cases last week. You can see we're more than halfway back to peak numbers from May.
This is as the current reopening phase expires in 10 days. KCMO Health Director Dr. Rex Archer recommends the city make it mandatory for people to wear a face mask whenever they're inside a building.
It's the right thing to do to protect our high-risk folks from ending up in the hospital or worse. And it's the least we can do to take care of each other.
The least we can do. The least we can do. This ain't tough.
A new model projects that if 95% of Americans wore masks, 30,000 lives could be saved.
The political leadership in those states took different approaches, but they're all now in this same mess. What's happening?
Well, this is not the conversation I thought we'd be having near the end of June. That's for sure. I thought we'd be talking about some of the things that have worked and celebrating some of those things. We're not. We're going in the wrong direction. But every state opened up before they actually passed through these criteria, which should have allowed them to open up.
Kansas City Mayor Quentin Lucas, he made a tweet, and I'll read part of the tweet. As we consider a mask requirement in Kansas City. That phrase right there got it got some folks coming out of the woodwork. Did you see my Twitter yesterday? You see, I got into it for a little. I woke up angsty yesterday, and I was ready to go in.
That's what I'm saying, man. I mean, I'm sure you're not ticking anyone off with any of those comments.
Oh, you're right. I need to shut up. You're right. Oh man, I have to change everything. I keep forgetting. Oh, you're so right. Shut up, Hartzell. Shut up. I mean, listen. I just. The dude was throwing out conspiracy theories, and I feel Mayor Q. I apologize because
it was Mayor Q. You're talking about?
No, it was his tweet, and some dummy commented, and I of course had to respond, but it also tags Mayor Q in that, so I apologize because I'm sure he didn't need any more to be added to that dumpster fire, which is his notifications. But come on, y'all, come on, y'all, we gotta. Gotta wear a mask. Or
well,
shorts.
The,
let me see
the
it.
Thing is, I don't look as good with a mask, so that's my reason.
So that's open and shut case, Johnson.
That's my only problem with it. I mean, I don't have discomfort. I just don't look as good, so I'm not, you know, whatever. Call me in the 5%, I guess. Yeah.
Local control. I think Kansas City. You know, as we come to grips with. The aftermath of George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, so many names, all the names. It seems like every day we got some more bad conduct from the popo. Again, we got a whole lot more work to do, but, you know, we have been passing stuff. And now it looks like we could even be getting local control. That's what everyone's been talking about, local control of the police department.
For 81 years, the governor has appointed the four members of the Kansas City Police Board. The mayor is also on the commission.
This isn't Quint Lucas making a decision. It isn't five police commissioners. It isn't just a city council. It's all of you.
Local control is one of the top demands of local police reform activists, and they know it's not the complete answer.
Oh, of course. Of course it's more than local control. I mean, this is just baby steps towards real change.
Lucas says he is hoping for a loud and clear message from voters to push for local control from the state.
So I would actually think that a simple majority is something that gives us some level of an answer.
I'll also be clear, Mayor Q says the Kansas City Police Department will continue to exist in 5 years and in 10 years, he said, but we need to make sure we're doing and seeing a way that exists in a manner where the community can feel like and trust their department. So this ain't the defund the police deal that some folks are getting upset about, even though we should look into that a little bit more, but the people are going to have a chance to decide up in November.
Local control, it's one of these things that it almost makes too much sense. Like, why doesn't that already exist here?
Yep.
So we'll
now it's got its pros and cons too. Don't get it twisted. But one of the big things that one of the big reasons why it's been pushed so hard is that Kansas City, well, Missouri, is it the last state?
I think it's the last state. I've heard something like that too. Yeah.
Yeah. The last state without local control. So, you know, these seem like easy wins, you know?
I mean, you said there's a lot of Mayor Q quotes today, and I've been thinking that lately. We cover our guy Q, who I love, by the way, a lot. I mean, do we have some kind of bias against bow ties? I'm just wondering, because we did not cover Sly as much as we do Q.
Well, that's not true. That's not true. Once we get the video portion of this podcast going, you'll see in the background, we got
I'm saying,
Sly's book. We got his book. We have his book on our shelf, and it looks lovely. There he is, Mayor Sly in the magic bow tie.
Pretty fly for a Sly guy, baby. Here we go.
Oh, God. I saw that a mile away. Let's keep the good times going. You're feeling good, and sure. I feel like this is an excellent story to follow up when you're feeling good. Y'all, weed! Weed!
Kansas City, Missouri Mayor Quentin Lucas says he will introduce an ordinance today to decriminalize possession or control of marijuana from city code. The mayor says, quote, one of the ways we improve police-community relations is by eliminating laws that for too long have led to negative interactions, arrests, convictions, and disproportionate rates of incarceration of black men and black women. Reducing petty offenses such as municipal marijuana offenses reduce these negative interactions each day.
So here we go. Mayor Q and four members of the city council, they filed the cannabis measure. This, by the way, is from marijuanamoment.net.
It's like, that's not a website.
It's a real thing. No, and it has advertising and everything. And their logo's dope. It looks
okay. The logo's dope. Is this what you're running here today?
It would repeal a provision of the code of ordinances
stipulating that 420 ads on the website too.
Stipulating that possession of 35 grams or less of marijuana would carry a...
It's one of the highest trafficked websites on the internet. Get it? High.
A $25 fine and more than 35 grams is punishable by a $500 fine. That's easy. Don't worry about that, y'all. That's nothing. And, you know, they decriminalized it a few years ago. So this is how you keep going step by step. You know what? I even put this in the banter. Last night, I have a thing where I sometimes, you know, cheat a little bit, and I go on social medias and I search my name, and I like to see like who else has my name. I want to know, like, am I the most famous Hartzell? Am I the coolest Hartzell? And I found out I am not. There's a professional lacrosse player. He's got like 45,000 followers. Yeah, but other than him, I think I'm doing pretty good. There's a Hartzell Propeller Company. I follow them. There's a Hartzell Ice Cream Shop in Indiana.
Delicious. I've been there. Yeah.
Have you really?
Yeah. Big pistachio guy.
Don't patronize me.
Walk into Hartzell and I order some pistachio. It was good eating pistachio in Hartzell.
Peter P. Swain, the P stands for don't patronize me.
Carmel, Indiana. Beautiful place. We got to make it about Big Sweeney. I have some Pete Sweeneys too. There's a Pete Sweeney soccer player, a Pete Sweeney drummer, and there's this Pete Sweeney that is a journalist too, but he covers China.
Oh.
And
international reporter.
He'll occasionally get tagged in Chief stuff, and he'll just fire back this intense, like negative Chiefs comment to ensure that they know that he's the wrong Pete Sweeney. But the weird thing is,
that could almost hurt your brand though.
Right. The weird thing is, so I tweeted at him one time when it got mixed up. I said, if you're ever in Kansas City, it's beers and barbecue on me. And then if you look, someone put our photos side by side, and if you want to look the guy up, I think it's his screen name is Pete Sweeney Pro, P Sweeney Pro, something like that. But, and someone said, are we sure Pete Sweeney Pro is not just Pete Sweeney from the future? Because he's just a bald version of me with the same glasses.
Hold on, like I'm pulling this up. I'm pulling this up
beard.
Right now.
Really funny.
Okay, here we go.
Pete Sweeney Pro.
Pete, that's you, man.
It's pretty
funny. You know that's
right?
You, right? Did you bring back the sports almanac? That is absolutely you from maybe 31?
You know, I don't think he's that bad looking of a guy. Like, I mean, you could see he's still obviously fashionable. Uh-huh. And that kind of does look like my hairline is going to look. That could be a good representation of what I'm going to look like.
Next story, Pete. MIZCOV. And then parenthetical IV, because it's MIZCOVID. Do you see what I did there?
Five student athletes have tested positive for COVID-19 at Mizzou. In a tweet, Mizzou Athletics says the five athletes were part of a group of 308 athletes who've been tested since June 8th. All but one of the positive tests were asymptomatic. Right now, the school says there are no changes to athletic practices or schedules.
What was that last sentence? What do you mean no changes to the schedule? And you're seeing this, Pete. I'm sure you're going to talk about it in sports because, you know, you're a sports guy.
That's me.
Yeah, you're starting to see a lot more of these players testing positive, and they're younger dudes now. They're saying that the virus is affecting more people like you and me, man.
I don't think this is sports, so I'm just going to say this. I don't even have an article on it.
We barely have sports anyway.
Look, we are in the desert of sports right now. It's dry. It's dry. It's dry as the Sahara dust storm.
Oh, there it is.
WWE. We have to talk about wrestling on the show every time.
We do.
There are two WWE hosts who have got COVID for a second time. That's the scariest news story of the day. And I understand it's out of WWE. It doesn't matter. Because if people can get it twice, when is this going to end? It'll never end. But it does, I don't even care about wrestling in this. This isn't a wrestling story. It's if people can get it twice, we could be looking at having to wear masks, like kidding aside, for the rest of our lives. Unless something drastic changes where there is some kind of vaccine. But then, you know, you get deeper into that question. How could there be a vaccine if somebody can get it twice? That's not how vaccines work. So very scary story. Like, legitimately, I know we're kidding around in the show. That, to me, that was legitimately scary out of the WWE.
Well, maybe we'll have somebody to take care of it. Maybe somebody at the top will do something because the polls are coming in. We're going to go national now, Pete. Uncle Joe, some people call him Sleepy Joe. Right now, he's a surging Joe because he has taken the lead and it's starting to run away with it. Again, we've all been through 2016, although if you go back, the polls were actually a lot closer than you think. But everything with a grain of salt, go vote, register to vote. But just so you know, Joe's moving on up.
The national lead that Joe Biden has taken is really getting into those key swing states, the six key swing states, the closest states that Donald Trump won in 2016. What do we see right now? We see Joe Biden opening up a wide lead, the smallest of which is in Florida, where he's only up 6 points. But look at the key three Midwestern states that Donald Trump won, those Great Lake battlegrounds, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Michigan, double-digit leads for Joe Biden in all of them. And keep in mind, back in 2016, these were all states that Trump won. These, simply put, John, are huge, huge leads. This is a huge story.
I mean, Joe's just kind of staying out of sight on mine. A total of 19 polls of voters in swing states released on Thursday has the former Vice President Joe Biden leading President Trump in every single one. And like states,
this is awesome,
like
because
Arizona and Georgia and Texas, like what the hell is happening?
What I'm thinking is that Joe's on his last leg. So if he can just survive to December after naming Kamala the VP, you could be looking at a beautiful transition, House of Cards style, to the first woman president, which would be fantastic. That is the saving grace of this.
Did you watch House of Cards? It was not a beautiful transition.
It was beautiful. It was a beautiful transition. I didn't see that season. I stopped watching because it got a little stale for me. When there are different types of people in this world.
Here we go.
Some that when the chips get stale, they throw them out. Some that'll still eat the chips after they get stale because they need to finish the bag. No. Those chips are in the garbage. I did not finish House of Cards. But I know that she became the president after that whole scandal.
Spoiler
anyway,
alert! Oh, my God. I'm going to bleep that out.
She is the picture on Netflix now because they had to remove Kevin Spacey from everything. You can sort of assume that that happened. Anyway, long story short, Joe's on his last leg. You know, what do we got? Maybe 3 or 4 months of Joe before she comes in and runs the house?
Man, you have been talking so much mess on that man since we started this show. It almost seems personal.
I just, granted, I'm not really a news or politics guy. I like to stick to sports because I just think it's more fun and it's more entertainment than anything else. Of course, that can change, and I adapt with that. But I watched these Democratic candidates, and I just thought it was so simple. Just literally anyone but Joe would be all right. Like, not that you would love any of them necessarily. I know you were a big Bernie guy, but anybody. And they still went with the worst of all the candidates. They still went with the worst one.
We find a way to shoot ourselves in the foot. It's just what Democrats do. I tell you what, try.
I don't know. Whatever, but that's the saving grace because I would really like that VP. So
tried and true. Now, this popped up on my timeline yesterday on the Twitters. I didn't see this coming at all, and I'm actually loving it. The artist, formerly known as the Dixie Chicks, no longer the Dixie Chicks, just going by the Chicks. They're dropping the Dixie because of the connotations with the South and the Confederacy, and they released a new track. It is, man, watch the music video if you can. I got goosebumps, then I got tears.
It made you probably wonder why not change the name to Pixie Chicks, because that song's magic. Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's solid, man. I like it. So the Dixie Chicks, they're now just the Chicks, and they have released a new track. And the track is it's about social awareness.
They don't call it New Music Friday for nothing here. This one out of the South from the Chicks. Don't recognize that band too well, but apparently they have quite a background here on the Radio Henry Top 40. We'll see if they can break into the Top 40 next week. Back to you, Hartzell.
Radio Henry finally got to do a song. He finally got to do a break. I'm so excited about that. Yeah, the Dixie Chicks, they're doing a social awareness video. They changed their names to the Chicks, and they've released a powerful new song called March, March. The video shows demonstrations, features a... Oh, what is this?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, what is this?
Ooh.
Oh, this isn't the Dixie Chicks. Oh, okay.
It is. Ooh. The Weekend Now. And you listening to Soul Food Radio. Get those candles.
Did you just say Soul Food Radio? I actually don't
We're
know
making
how this happened.
Some mashed potatoes and a little bit of gravy. And
ooh, that worked out great. That's on my iTunes. Sorry about
up.
That.
Cuddle up with your best gal as you listen in. Soul Food Radio.
The video shows many demonstrations, a variety of people, ends with a long list of organizations. Black Lives Matter, it's an excellent track. It's moving. I loved it so much, so you need to check it out. I tweeted at them and said that they have a fan for life, and you know what happened? You know what happened? They liked it.
Ha! You didn't get the follow back is what all I heard there.
Come on, man. Come on, man. It's always something with you. Pete, we're going to wrap it up with this. And this one actually kind of hits close to home. Turbocharging relationships. This one, you know, in the age of COVID, we're quarantined, and they're saying dating, we're speeding it up. Turbocharged relationships.
It seems to have had a dramatic effect on lots of new relationships. I think the term is turbocharged. They've become much more intense, much more quickly. And so people are noticing or saying that their relationship seems stronger than they would have expected.
Yeah, whatever.
This guy, what is this, out of Britain?
Mm-hmm.
It looked like
love is just a little bit stronger over there, you know.
Did you hear that accent from this guy? I wish I had a British accent. I wish I was born that way. Can't believe you already like cooking the bacon.
Can you imagine me? Think about that. I've written this down. I've thought. Imagine me. Think about me as a mixed dude with a British accent.
It'd be great.
Think of me like as a Trevor Noah type. I would crush. It would be over if only.
Is everything going all right with your new thing? I feel like I'm sensing something here. Some desires to have the British accent and get out in the free land. Is that what you're saying?
No. I'm back in lockdown.
The quarantine hit different for you, is what you're telling me.
Quarantine just hits a little bit different in the age of COVID. But yeah, we're doing turbocharged relationships. Over a third of people who recently moved in together, they think that the past 2 months have been the equivalent of 2 years.
Man, that's not a good sign.
Who would have thought it was that easy, huh?
That is not a good sign.
Familiar with the 2 years. That 2 year, it's always a 2 year. It's that 2 year hurdle. I'm telling you, man. Well, I guess apparently you can do that in 2 months now. What a saving, huh? For the low experience of just 2 months, you're getting a 2 year value. Turbocharged relationship.
That's like a late 20 something year old stream right there. As you just dive in head first right into the
right
shallow
into the what?
End.
Right into the what?
Shallow end.
KC Morning Show.
Going straight to one place, right to Kansas City.
The KC Morning Show.
Looking good, man. You looking real good over there. Who you got? Yeah. Who you repping? Who you rocking? Show me your sweet, sweet stylings, Pete Sweeney.
Welcome into Charlie Hustle segment. My name is Pete, and now we're going to talk about some shirts. Today is the Friday KC Morning Show presented by our friends at Charlie Hustle. Right now, I've got Lenny the Cool on, who of course is Len Dawson.
Had a birthday, right? Last week?
Yeah, had a birthday this week. He's properly known, I think, now as the second best quarterback in Kansas City history. And won the first Super Bowl back in 1969, which nice job by him. And you could wear this Super Bowl Len Dawson shirt. It says Lenny the Cool. It's a good shirt from Charlie Hustle. They got a lot of Chiefs shirts that I like that their shirts are what I would say off the beaten path. Because you don't want to be You don't want to be common in this world. Life's too short. Mm-hmm. There's too many people zigzagging along with whatever they're doing. You want to be a little bit different. Walk into Charlie Hustle. If you use our promo code KCMS20, it still gets you 20% off as far as I know. Haven't heard from Pat the Bat in a while. I hope he's doing okay. You
we
see
miss you, Pat. Gone but not forgotten.
Already.
Come back to me, baby.
I'm looking at this. The Stars and Stripes KC Heart Tee, at least online.
I need those. I need all the 4th of July stuff.
It's sold out right now. It says online. Okay. So maybe you can get it for the 5th of July, which might be a little too late. There are some other shirts available, though. Navy Liberty for All Tee. There's USA shirts. Hartzell, so this women's – it does say women's. You know, it is 2020. This
that means nothing to me. I rock them all the time.
Yeah, it looks like a shirt that you would wear. Honestly, the women's one out of the all of them, if you can pull that up. But
No, I've already got it bookmarked. I know exactly what you're talking about. and I'm going to definitely bring it home. Absolutely.
It does look like something you would wear for your girlish figure. And I think that'll be good. Anyway, KCMS 20.
It's not a girlish figure. It's boyish good looks. I hate you, KCMS 20.
You have both boyish good looks and a girlish figure. You can have both. What is the right word? One or the other. Anyway,
it's not mutually exclusive. That's what you're looking for.
Beautiful, beautifully,
like
beautifully put by you. Anyway,
Peter W. Swain. The W stands for wordsmith. Yeah, right. Well, KCMS 20.
At the end of the week, I've used so many damn words on my website that I'm out of words. I just try to like really just push through the morning, and then in the afternoon, I'll tell you the honest truth. In the off season, the weekend starts at 2 o'clock at our Pride. We try to get the articles up and done by like around noonish. And then if there's a little bit of carryover after lunch, we'll do it. But in the off season, usually nothing's going to break. So the Modelo might come at 2:30.
We're just on very opposite ends of the spectrum, man. You're out of words and I'm out of work. It's just a real, it's a real different dichotomy.
That's why I'm trying to help you. And here, you know, this helps us too. Go to Charlie Hustle, KCMS 20. You can use it in the stores. So if you're really on the hunt for that KC Heart Tee, maybe it's one in one of their stores and you could use the 20% off KCMS 20. Yeah, that's
but
it. That's
I'm a youth large, by the way, for those who want to send me things. The Save a Hartzell Foundation. One more time. That's a youth large. One more time, Pete. Promo code.
Especially, I mean, you have rent to pay now. Like this is big. So believe it or not, that apartment that you're living in, now you're going to have to pay for it.
No, I just supposed to take the pictures of it and go sleep. No. I just post the pics on Instagram, man.
No. Well, the good thing is if people want to send you shirts, they know exactly where to go. So them to you.
KCMS20, go buy a shirt up next on your KC Morning Show. He's back, baby. Our boy's back. Who is that? Who's that, Pete?
Shedwards
is back. Sean Edwards, your Fox 4 film critic. The Screening Room. That's on Fox 4, but this is your KC Morning Show.
Greetings, Hartzell. Search the force, and a tremor I have felt. It was you. Your ego just busted a planet.
The KC Morning Show.
It has been way too long. My man, Sean Edwards, your Fox 4 film critic. It's been like 2 weeks, man. I missed you. Sean, good to see you, brother.
That's all good, man. Good to hear your voice, man. I just figured you on a pandemic vacay. Everybody deserves a vacay within the vacay.
All right, I want to get right into it, Sean, because it's been too long. What is going on? I see news about AMC, and I got Alamo Drafthouse throwing shade. What is the state of the industry? Am I going to have date nights at the movie? Or is that just over? What's happening, man?
Okay, let me give you a quick update. The number one question people have been asking me, particularly lately, is when can I go back to the movie theater and watch a brand new movie? My answer is I don't know. They are playing musical chairs with this release date. Like, I have no idea. Like, all the major movie chains are like, we're going to open in July. But they keep pushing these dates back because the old plan's been thrown out the window because there's been a spike in the numbers of COVID cases. So it's, monkey wrenches are getting thrown in this plan. Now, Tenet, directed by Christopher Nolan, has always been the movie people had their eye on. None of these movies are worth risking catching corona. Plus, on July 3rd, Disney Plus is releasing the original Broadway musical with the original cast called Hamilton.
This is Hamilton.
The $10
founding father without a father. Got a lot farther by working a lot harder, by being a lot smarter, by being a self-starter.
This is Hamilton.
Game over. Who is going to watch any of these movies? Like, Hamilton's brand recognition is greater than all four of these movies combined. And you can watch it at home. Like, trying to get tickets for Hamilton, it was hard out there for a pimp.
Sean Edwards, your Fox 4 film critic. He's on that show called The Screening Room. But right now on your KC Morning Show, now I'm seeing there are some new movies coming out. You got this one on your list, and I'm excited to have you tell me about, because, you know, post the protests, a lot of us try and find some black cinema. You might even learn something. So what is this? Tell me about it.
Timely, but not for the reasons you may think. It's a small independent film called Miss Juneteenth.
I will never get over seeing Miss Juneteenth cleaning toilets.
The winner of Miss Juneteenth will receive a full scholarship to any historically black institution of your choice.
I know a certain political leader felt the need to say they put Juneteenth on the map. Sorry to say, even in Kansas City, people have been celebrating Juneteenth since the 1980s. It's about a young mother. She's struggling. She won the Miss Juneteenth contest down in Texas back in the day, but things really never panned out for her. And now she has a daughter who's competing in the pageant as well. One of the best pageant movies ever. It deals with, like, black business ownership, historically black colleges and universities, little relationship drama thrown in the mix. Stars Nicole Beharie, who's criminally underrated. Just a great, solid, well-written movie. It's small, but it's worth checking out. And it also gives you an understanding of the history of Juneteenth and why a certain segment of the demographic celebrates it. Very respectful. Well done.
Now, full disclosure, I do know what your next film is, because we're talking about new movies in the age of Corona. And I know it's good. What we got?
Number one on my list, currently streaming on Netflix, my man. He's back. Mm-hmm. He was struggling for a minute, but his last two movies have been Spike Lee.
Black GI, is it fair to serve more than the white Americans that sent you here? Nothing is more confused and to be ordered into a war to die without the faintest idea of what's going on. I dedicate this next record to the soul brothers of the 1st Infantry Divisions. Be safe.
Amazing. Four Vietnam vets fought in the Vietnam conflict back in the day. They've gotten back together. They're heading back to Vietnam. They're on a mission to find their fallen brother who got killed during the war. Same time, they're in the hunt for some gold. Heist movie slash war movie slash political movie. They make a lot of statements. Spike Lee touches on a lot of relevant issues, like the disproportionate number of black soldiers that fought in that war back in the day. Like, a lot of brothers had to go fight for this country, yet the current president got out of it because of bone spurs. Who are the real patriots? Thank you. Yep. Not to get political, true statement. It's got a lot of Spike-ism. It's well written. There's a father-son conflict. It's so well done. It's co-written by Kevin Wilmot, who's from Kansas City, currently a professor at the University of Kansas, who co-wrote Black Klansman, which won an Oscar for Best Adapted Screenplay. The movie's one of the most underrated movies ever made. But Kevin Wilmot's amazing. The script is fire. They actually went to Thailand and Vietnam to shoot this movie. It feels real. It's got a lot of great political statements. They intercut speeches from Martin Luther King and, you know, James Ball. It's fire.
Sean Edwards, your Fox 4 film critic, The Screening Room. That's where you can find him. I need to, you know what? You're also our KC Morning Show film critic. I need to start adding that to your list too. Sean, I missed you, brother, and I'm so happy we got to chat. One of my favorite moments of the week is getting a chance to talk to you.
Peace and love to everybody out there, man. We have more in common than we are different, man. Y'all got to come on, y'all. I'm going to steal this quote from a famous Spike Lee movie, man. Wake up. We got to wake up, man.
All right, next week, let's do Fourth of July, Independence Day films. You know, I want it star-spangled awesome. Sean, can we do that?
Yeah, star-spangled movies, man. We're gonna do it. We're gonna dive into like the most important movies that dealt with politics on the, you know, on the birth date of our country.
Sean Edwards, your Fox 4 film critic. My brother. Good to see you. And we gotta chat because I got some side hustles I got to talk to you about. My man, Sean Edwards, I'll see you next week, brother.
Thanks for hollering back, man. I'm glad to be back, man. I'm glad you had that little vacay within a vacay.
My man, we back now, Sean. We back ready to go.
There you go, my man. Appreciate it.
Your style is unorthodox, but effective.
The KC Morning Show.
From across the line, his name, bringing us your sports segment, Peter Sweeney.
That's right, Big Daddy Sweeney in here for sports. Big NFL update yesterday. Here's what you need to know from reporters, various reporters. I'm not going to name them all, so no credit goes out to them today.
We never give credit.
We don't. Only to really to our friends. Like, if I hear my friend, like we heard Kevin Holmes before, I should have said his name again, who followed us on Instagram last night. I
mean, when
Kevin Holmes follows the show on Instagram, that's what I'm talking about.
My man is dressed to the nines, too. He is buttoned up. Where'd you get some suits, Kevin?
He's
looking for a friend. The friend is
not on the plaza. Don't worry. So it looks like.
Oh, Pete, come on, man. You know that is way too soon. Oh, no. No, no.
It looks like training camp.
You better bring it in sports. You better bring it in sports.
It looks like training camp will start on time for the Chiefs. That is July 25th.
Got a little tickle, huh? Mm-hmm.
For most teams in the NFL, that's July 28th. The Chiefs start 3 days earlier because they play first. Remember, they play on Thursday Night Football as scheduled right now. So July 25 is the date. Looking at the calendar here, which tells you the current date, that's less than a month away. So
that's how calendars work, Pete. Whew.
Who knew that time could fly this fast when you're having this much fun?
There could
be COVID reserve lists this fall. So usually you have an injured list where they don't count against your roster. COVID lists would be different. And again, they wouldn't count against your roster and you don't have to worry about releasing people. It's going to be a mess. Dr. Yeah. Alan Sills is the NFL's Fauci. From the couch. He says there are very active discussions going on with the Players Association about testing, screening, treatment, responses, and travel during training camp in the season. No final plan at this point. Sills also said that testing alone will not suffice to ensure a season. Social distancing will remain a central focus of league protocol. And no offense to Mr. Sills, Dr. Sills, I guess, because he earned that degree.
With that respect on his name.
Right. How are you going to social distance in football? That
you
makes
don't.
No sense.
You just don't.
I'm starting to worry a little bit about it. I will be honest because, you know, this is my livelihood. It would be a dicey situation.
That's my follow-up question. What do you do? What do you do?
I love Quick Trip, so I hope that I could make one of those like buttery pretzels that they do.
Hey, I got a handbook that I've written up since March. I'll send it to your way. We got this. I got you covered.
This idea, and I'm going to share it. With everybody, if it did come down where I was laid off or furloughed and I needed to work at a Quick Trip or something, you just come with a little notebook and you jot down overheard at Quick Trip, bathroom book, bada bing, bada boom. That's a year's salary. Paul Rudd was talking about the Chiefs yesterday on this actor's internet show. Chris Evans will be the first voice you hear, and then listen to Paul Rudd gush about the Chiefs. He's just all of us right now.
How about your boys, man? How about your boy? How nice is it to know you have the best quarterback in the league? And he's like 16 years old. Like, you guys are going to be good for 15 years.
God willing.
This is it.
You say an embarrassment of riches. You've only known what it's like to grow up with Super Bowl victories.
True.
Patriots.
I feel, this is the first time in my life. It's an incredible feeling.
Get used to it because you guys aren't going anywhere. Get used to it, man. This is the new normal for you guys. KC is the benchmark, and it's really because of that guy. I mean, the whole team's great. Great coach. You guys are great all around. But that man,
he's special.
Woo! Yeah. It's unbelievable.
And a great
guy. Fun to watch.
Oh, I love that. I love that so much.
Yep. KC's the new benchmark, at least in the NFL, if they ever play football again. So it remains to be seen. Vince Carter retired. You remember Vince Carter?
This was sad
for me. He really is the last guy of like the old guard of the NBA. Played from 1998 to 2020 for the Raptors, Nets, Magic, Suns, Mavericks, Grizzlies, Kings, Hawks.
Whew. Yeah, it sucks, man, because it's Vince Carter. Like, he's a legend, and he didn't get a chance to go out with, like, the send-off. That's kind of a bummer.
Well, the only positive about his career is he'll never have to play in the bubble, which will happen very soon if the NBA is going to. The bubble now is starting to – you're having questions as to whether or not it's going to be popped because of all the protocols that go into it.
Well done.
Thank you. I mean, you said to bring it for sports, so I'm going to going to follow up on that one. The safety protocols are a little weird. There apparently will be safety protocols and security around the perimeter, but this bubble will be a lawless place. There'll be no police within the bubble.
Oh,
so
my God, what are we doing? I didn't know that.
It'll be like the Purge. You know, it'll just be like the Purge in there. If you want to do whatever, go ahead.
Lawlessness.
I got some soccer news.
You're a big soccer guy now.
And I'm sorry to the UK KC-based listeners, because I know there's a few, at least.
There are.
What is the Premier League doing? Liverpool wins the Premier League yesterday, right? And I'm like, oh, my God, they must be so excited or whatever like that. I immediately go on the internet and I look for clips of them winning, right? Uh-huh. They weren't even playing yesterday. So you could win a championship in the Premier League because as soon as you have the best record, you win the title. That is so bad. Now, here's what I'll say. I understand the benefits of this scenario where as soon as a team has the best record, they're the best team for the year. I kind of like it. I think that really does award the best champion, but you have to have playoffs. And it needs to be these playoffs where they're like so stacked in favor of the top team where maybe they have to win one game, right? Or maybe they have to win fewer games or whatever. Maybe they're up a goal in all of their games, whatever like that. But until, man, you have the team celebrating and hugging each other, why are you even playing the sport? Anyway, Manchester City lost to Chelsea on Thursday, and then Jurgen Klopp's side defeated Crystal Palace 4-0, my Palace, mm-hmm. on Wednesday evening.
That had a sting, didn't it? Didn't feel great.
I watched the whole thing, and I couldn't believe that each goal was a dagger in my chest. And so they lost on Wednesday evening, and they needed 2 points to, you know, the remaining 7 games to win the title. And then so Manchester City is now 23 points behind, and so Liverpool can't be caught. So if I'm not mistaken here as well, now all these games have to be played and they're essentially exhibition games. So it's
yeah, for nothing, right? Yeah.
Yeah, preseason games during the season. So love the growth of soccer. Hartzell and I spent that wonderful day, if you could call it that, gallivanting around the city celebrating soccer.
I think that's what did it, man. I really think that may have done it. I think okay. That was the knife from the...
Okay, that's okay. That's all right.
I didn't like that one.
No
I
think way. That's okay. And so... Liverpool.
Now she's turbocharging somebody else.
Okay. We're down a path we don't need to be.
Sorry.
Liverpool
welcome back to sports.
Wins the Premier League, and there are significant problems with how they did it. So there you go. That's sports today.
Oh, boy. That is a sports block, isn't it? Well, Peter.
Yeah.
We're not done yet, because I know you usually give us some events of the virtual variety.
Oh, I forgot to. I forgot. I'm just kidding. I got
some. What do you want to hear? What do you want to hear?
Let's throw that chick song back on.
Oh no, because I want y'all to listen to that one. Like, I don't need us to talk over it. But what I think I will do, I'm not even sure why I asked you. I'm the music.
How about throwback to their Dixie days and play some of the old
no,
tracks?
No, we've canceled that. We've canceled
the whole documentary. They're just done. Every song that's this discography, I believe it's called. Uh-huh. The whole discography is just
gotta go.
Someone actually came out yesterday. It was a famous YouTube star, Jenna Marbles, and she had some really questionable videos, and she canceled herself. I think that was the first self-cancellation in history. She just shut down her YouTube channel.
Self-cancellation. Here we go. Hey, the new normal, baby. New normal. Let's go, The Cure, because, of course, Friday I'm in love. Duh.
Now, we encourage you during these events to wear your masks, right? Because... unless you don't look good like me, and then you can do whatever you want. But all right, it's June 26th. Today at 9 a.m., starting right now, you could go and get your free produce and daily box giveaway. It's happening from the Gladstone, Missouri Police. So that's pretty cool. 801 North East 70 Terrace. partnering with Redemptorist Social Services, hand out free produce and dairy boxes. So if you're in need and you're looking for a little free produce and maybe some milk, you know where to go. Gladstone is the place to go. I like this. Sips and Sounds on 14th Street. This is in near the P&L district. It's being, I believe, put on by Bristol, where they have outdoor seating now under like those lights that are in P&L, out just outside of P&L, so you can eat under the lights now. Bristol's a little pricey though, so if it's got to be your best gal or guy, hey, that you're treating.
I'm balling, baby. I'm gonna take the new chick, and we gonna be elite at Bristol.
Hashtag pray for Hartzell's landlord. Okay, Saturday, Farmer's Market, of course, returns to the River Market, which is cool. Outdoor movies on Saturday, June 27th, 7:45 p.m. Screenland Armor Theater. Beetlejuice. Tickets.
Oh, my God, he just showed up. He's on my event. He just showed up in the studio.
Right, there he is.
What up, hey, Michael Keaton?
Beat. What's up, Beat?
I hear Michael Keaton's going to be going back to Batman. You hear that?
Started the show by dropping a beat, finishing the show with beat. How about that? Okay, so every Sunday, bingo brunch at Chicken and Pickle. You can play bingo and drink beer. It sounds like a good way to get COVID. B13. Bingo. Not going to be able to go to work for the next 21 days. All right. There is a All Black Lives and Kansas City Pride Parade for Liberation on June 28th at 7 p.m. So that's in 2 days. So they're combining. Parade floats will line up along Oak between 9th and 11th Street. And then there's also Sunday bingo at Boulevard Tours, 11:30. I think this is something they've been doing for a long time. So our friends at Boulevard will throw this on. And it actually is fun. I walked into it one day. I've never been for the full slate, but I walked into it one day by accident. Just trying to... I think I must have been having some kind of fun day with some pals in the off season and ended up there. But they got a good host, and you know, Boulevard's great, and they've got some new beers cooking up.
Beautiful this time of year. Some would say it's worth the wait. See what I did there? Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
It's beautiful.
That's a new beer from Boulevard.
Right. It's beautiful this time of year, and some people would say it's worth the wait. So
I just said that.
What do you mean?
I hate you.
What are you talking about?
Hey, can I throw one in? I got an event because our friends hit us up. They like the show.
Yeah, party.
Our buddy Jackson.
Try to find the green door and the yellow car and...
Shut up.
Drink for free.
I gotta repaint that door now, don't I? Research Medical Center is going to be a protest if you guys want to check it out. Standing in solidarity with the union workers. There you
go. Love that. That's great.
Oh, Pete, what an excellent event segment right at 3:32. Thank you, The Cure. Friday, I'm in love. In love with this show. In love with you.
It's about time for breakfast. I'm looking at my watch, so maybe you could even say it was excellent. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Pete, what are you doing this weekend besides writing down one-liners?
Maybe some home fries on the side. You ever have a good home fry? My dad makes outstanding.
What's the deal with the home fries?
What's the deal with home fries? Are they cooked? Are they soft? Are they hot? I don't even know anymore.
Peter, I love you, man. You got plans this weekend or what? We gonna kick it or what? You gonna come to the studio on Monday? What's happening?
I wanted to come back and you kicked me out.
You've quarantined for a week, so I think that I'm gonna be all right with you making your triumphant return. Return of the Swing, return of the Mac. You wanna do it Monday? You want to come back to the Placeholder Studios here in Westport?
Yeah, sure.
Unlabeled
sure.
Music Services.
I would like that. We do need to get some guests going, which we can talk about off air this weekend. Okay. But yeah, no, I'll come back to the studio. Screw
I got
it,
a you know? Bunch of folks that have already hit me up. I got a list of people, so I'll tell you about it. I've been making moves.
We're not going to do anything. We're not going to do anything having to do with the list. I'll tell you that much.
Oh, I'm gonna put that drop in.
Okay.
All right, Pete. Good to see you, brother. I love you, my friend. I'm gonna play after the out. There's a clip that I think maybe we all need right now. It's from my buddy Tom Campbell. He's from Cultaholic. It's a wrestling podcast. Yes, but you know what? He has an excellent message for the weekend.
Bonus content.
That
we still. I mean, let's just be clear, but you know what? We're going to play it anyway.
But I'm going to tag him in the tweet. Then he's going to share it. He's got a bunch of followers. Listen, there's an end game. There's a goal to
this guy is great.
I don't just do this for willy-nilly. No, no. Mm-hmm. Tom Cable says to be, you'll listen to it. There's good people out there, and don't forget it. There's always the good in the world. So, Peter, give me a letter as we get out of Chia.
All right. How about one in the middle? One of the middle letters that you can pick. Just pick one.
All right. Well, Peter.
M is in the middle, isn't it?
Peter M. Sween. The M stands for mask. Wear your mask this weekend. That's what we can tell you. We love you, Kansas City. This has been a great week. Follow us, and we'll see you.
The KC Morning Show.
We'll see you in the morning. Pete, say goodbye before our stolen content.
Oh, yeah.
I want you to hold on to the fact that there will never not be good people. Just as things feel the worst, there's always people out there doing the best. I promise you, there will never not be good people. If you can hold on to one thing over the weekend, there will never not be good people.